Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not the door, ma'am.
Not the door.
It's not the door.
It's not the door. It's the side door. Don't open it.
Oh.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, where...
That's not the door.
Some people don't know how to find the front door. Yeah. I know it's hard because
all right, Tim, good
it's
to see
got
you,
all the signs in front of it. And yes. The open sign and yeah, the double man. Door. Don't come in the emergency exit.
Yeah,
the alarm will go off.
Yes, it will.
I'll be like, able to hear that on the radio.
I remember so long ago, we had I was filling in for Dukes and Bill. One of them I was filling in, and we up here, and one of the engineers, not the engineers, the remember we used to have the street
promotions.
Team,
yeah,
promotion
yeah.
team,
yeah.
open that damn door. Oh, goodness gracious.
Dang it.
Goodness gracious. I missed the performance.
Me too.
Yeah, man.
It's a vital part of it.
Yeah, man.
And a good way to get your foot in the door. That's how I got my start.
Right.
Promotions.
Oh, really?
Promotions intern.
I didn't know that. So you like handing out koozies and stickers
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bumper stickers and window clings and you name it. Getting people signed up for contests.
Dog.
Yeah.
When
that was
like
the,
you are the epitome of the phrase, got it out the mud.
In sports radio,
yeah,
sure.
That's what yeah. I'm saying, dog.
Yeah, you got no, it we're out there.
You got it out the mud, huh?
Right. Hey, you signed up to win the Alaska Airlines Flyaway Contest.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is put your name and all of your information on this sheet.
Right.
And then make a paper airplane and try to throw it in the bucket.
Right.
That was my first event that I ever worked on.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty fun. Pretty fun. No, but again, I get these emails or kid hit me up on LinkedIn last week, DM sometimes about people that want to get into radio.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't really know what to tell them now.
Right. They'll do it like
I don't. Yeah, because right. we don't do internships anymore.
Right.
And the promotions team is kind of bare bones.
Right.
I was like, that was always the way to do it. And especially if you're not in college, it's really hard to get an internship to do that kind of
right.
stuff. So I just give them my Conti's email. That's what I do. I'm just like, I'm happy to listen to anything you want me to listen to, but man that does the hiring and firing, this is his email, so I would get in contact with him.
Okay.
Which I do think is actually helpful. I'm not just trying to pass it off. I genuinely don't know
you
what
don't
to
know.
Do, but yeah, I wish
you know,
I did.
I'm always the wrong person there, because I get that question, I'm like, dog, I don't know. Because I don't. I'm
right.
like, I know how I got a job.
Right.
That was me.
Unconventional path.
Yeah, I got the unconventional yeah. path, which I'm not ashamed of.
No,
hey. But I was like, I can tell you, dog. I mean, I can tell you how Andy got it. Now I know it's even more.
Yeah.
I said, you went to, you were a street teamer.
I was a street teamer. A lot of fun.
Do you have any of your gear from the old station?
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I would no. You know what? The only thing, and this isn't even from. This is from later than that. I have the mic flag from when I used to be like the clubhouse reporter for
uh-huh.
the Mariners and the Seahawks and
uh-huh.
all that. I have the little mic flag from the first radio station that I worked.
Tell
at.
Me a question that you would ask in the locker room after a big loss.
I'll be honest with you. For the most part, when I was doing that, I was just getting audio.
Oh, okay.
So we could use it. I wasn't really asking a
okay.
lot. Because I was 22 and it wasn't my place.
Right.
Like you got seasoned veteran reporters in there asking good questions, bad questions, whatever. But they have a relationship with them. I'm just trying to stay out of the way and
right.
get some audio.
How were you in scrum? How were you in the scrum?
Timid. Yeah. I was a timid scrummer. Yeah, definitely. I didn't have the smoking Joe Patrick elbows. I just tried to get in where I fit in.
Right.
You know, there was definitely a lot of scrums where I'm like on my, you know, crouched in,
with
hand
the mic
up
like that.
Just trying to, because there's two things you got to try to do if,
right.
if you're in a scrum in a post game locker room. You got to get the audio right so you can hear the person talking, and you want the mic flag on the news. You wanted to see it in the microphone. I worked for Sports Radio 950 KJR, so you wanted to see the Sports Radio 950 KJR mic flag on the news. So whatever it took to get in there so I could get the mic in Ichiro's face or whatever player it was, you know, sometimes you got to get on the floor.
That's what she said.
Sometimes. Good thing it's not today. Do anything today with the way my back feels.
But. Oh, man. Get it on the floor.
I was young.
Get it on the floor.
That means multiple things.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes that's even for a clubhouse reporter.
That's what I said. Get it on the floor.
Get it on the floor. We'll get back to Falcons' keys to a victory in about 10 minutes from right now. What's it going to take for the Falcons to go up to Charlotte, come home with a victory on Sunday afternoon, and get to 2-1? We will get to an AMA at 1:40, as we always do, as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Let's kick off the 1 o'clock hour with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! He's a special kid. You know, the way he's mentally wired, and the coolest thing about him, it's not even what he does on the field. It's the team first, you know, little me, big team, you know, deflects all praise. But it's even directed towards staff. I mean, you know, he's talking the other day, he said, it's about my teammates, the offensive line, the running backs, receivers, the defense, the special teams, the coaches, staff members. I mean, no one's left unthanked from him. And that's just the cherry on top of, you know, the competitor that he is and the toughness that he shows every day.
That's Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key talking about his quarterback, Haynes King. And, look, obviously the win over Clemson last weekend was a high water mark for the program for quite a while. You get a chance to see him play again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And obviously you gotta follow up that great performance by not having a letdown or whatever you would call it against Temple at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, favored by 23.5 points. The other thing about it is, like, I know we're in the midst of it, so it seems like it's going to, you know, goes forever. Game 4 of a short season.
Yeah.
You're a Tech fan. You got a chance to watch Haynes King play quarterback tomorrow.
Yeah,
like,
man.
This guy is a legend of the program.
He's a special player,
in the middle of a cool season. So you get a chance to watch him play.
I mean, our guy Marine Tim, he's a big Tech guy. Yeah. And he called in this week talking about asking if Haynes King went Heisman. I enjoy watching him play because he is he's a blood and guts guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's a big kid, but he ain't the biggest kid. I know I heard, because obviously that was from Dukes and Bell earlier this week with Coach Key, and he was talking about he's a long, wiry guy, but he's a guy that he meets you in the hole, you know, and he's going to get that one extra yard, and he does whatever this team needs him to do to win. And that's give everything, especially in big games. You see the way that he is playing, the way he played. We told him he had to be Haynes King for them to beat Clemson.
Yeah.
Which he was.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And he was what, 21 or 28 passing, too.
Yeah, no, he was efficient.
And so,
obviously the legs are
the legs are where. I don't think Haynes King has a touchdown pass yet this year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. Obviously, he's run for
I think he's run for like five.
Some huge ones.
Yeah, but, don't let them, don't have a letdown. And I don't think Coach Key is going to let them have a letdown.
Nope.
I think they're going to go out there. They're going to bludgeon the hell out of Temple, and he's going to play a half.
Yeah, I hope so. This is one of those ones where hopefully you can get, you know, as bruised and battered as he probably is after that Clemson game, get his body a little bit of rest and get a win and get to 4-0. And, you know, everything's in front of you for Tech. It's could be a really fun fall. I know we talked about the ranked matchups, Texas Tech, Utah, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Illinois, Indiana. A couple other college games tomorrow of interest. Tulane, obviously playing some good football.
Yes.
At Ole Miss. Yes. Ole Miss 13 in the country. I think Ole Miss favored by a couple touchdowns in that game. Man, I don't know. I think Ole Miss will win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tulane keeps that one close.
Well,
they're a talented team.
They're a talented team with a quarterback that's played a lot of ball. I know he's all the way up in BYU and everything like that. Duke can ball. The only reason he's at Penn, the only reason he's at LSU, because he got some. All right, just call it what it is.
Yeah.
They call it what it is. He had a shorty in the spot.
Got a little action at BYU, and they frown upon that.
Yeah, they frown upon
it. Now he's in New Orleans.
They frown upon that.
I hear they don't mind it.
And what we're going to do is that we're going to leave it at that because we got some Mormons mad at us that one time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you remember they got mad at us. And we weren't talking about y'all personally.
No.
We were just picking at y'all. We just picking at the university. That was it.
What about Michigan and Nebraska?
I like Nebraska because Nebraska's at home.
Okay.
And I like the fact that Matt Rhule needs this game.
Yes.
I mean, Michigan, you might get an excuse because Jerome's not there. You're up there with the head coach, whatever.
Okay.
Nebraska needs this.
Nebraska hasn't beaten a ranked team since 2016.
Nebraska needs this.
All right, like we're, 30 straight games. Yes,
Michigan since right at, team. At 21 coming off a hard fought loss to Oklahoma. Nebraska needs this. All right, when you look at their schedule, they win this game. They got Michigan State at Maryland, at Minnesota versus Northwestern versus USC at UCLA at Penn State. And versus Iowa.
Okay, Nebraska's got a pretty That's a pretty reasonable schedule for being in the Big Ten.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get games like this and because you have Michigan coming into your building. I mean, they still got a young quarterback. I know he went to a hostile place last year. I don't know how hostile Lincoln is, but I'm pretty sure it is, right? So I mean, and when you play in the Big Ten, you're gonna play in places like this. So I mean, if Justice can get going again. You know, I mean, outside the big run he had last week against Oklahoma, Oklahoma did a good job.
Yeah, they did do a good job against him. I think that's the only touchdown the Oklahoma defense has given up this year,
75
too,
yards.
Is that busted kind of play against Justice Haynes.
Yeah.
Mention this one for two reasons. It's local. Don't want to ignore anybody. But also they beat them last year. Remember, Georgia State beat Vanderbilt last year? Now they got to go to Nashville.
Vegas, baby.
Vanderbilt's ranked again, man. They're 20th. They're rolling.
They're ranked, and they're playing with so confidence. And they're playing – with the swagger of their damn quarterback. They're playing with the swagger of their damn quarterback. Pavi has been lights out.
Apparently he got a date from some – he, like, made a bet with some comedian about if they beat South Carolina, the comedian was going to hook him up with some country music singer that he had a crush on.
Oh, okay.
So not only did they win the game, I think he got a date out of it, too.
Yeah, that's another one. It looks like Lenora Sellers is going to play this weekend against Missouri, the Battle of the Battle of the Columbias.
He better. Because Missouri's playing good.
Yeah, man. And Prabula is, hey, he's showing,
Hey, Eli Drinkwitz does a good job.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
He's a good coach.
They've won 20-something games the last 2 years combined, and they're undefeated in this year, too. So, 14-1 is 1 year at App State.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this Saturday at from noon to 2, Joe and our gal, Allie Mack, at Sons Kia in McDonough. As she gets you ready for Sunday's big game, one lucky family with the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stands and other prizes, plus the winner takes home to winning tickets to an upcoming home game. And again, that's Saturday, noon to 2. That's tomorrow with our gal Allie Mack at Sons Kia in McDonough.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and tell you what it's going to take for the
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons to beat the Panthers on Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't go anywhere.
Whoa, whoa!
That's kind of a new one, right? The big pun intro.
I'm just telling you, man. It's my favorite. It's one of my, like, I could not wait. When God rest his soul, when we go to Frankie Beverly, and that one, and you would just hear that. It would come on in. Frankie had it. You make me. After that part, just love it. I love me some Frankie Beverly.
Yeah.
Greatest, my favorite of all time, but you know what it is, man. My favorite front man of all time.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to give you a hard time over that.
I didn't say he's the best. I said he's my favorite.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes. That's fine. To each their own and all of that, but I don't think you get a lot of pushback on.
I don't know, Andy. Randy, you crazy.
People like, giving you a hard time on Frankie Beverly?
I don't give a damn. You know that. And don't nobody give damns as Randy.
That's true.
And Randy gives none.
You give none.
Yeah, gives none.
And nobody gives none better than you.
That's right. I give none damn.
Somehow you're good at giving none. You know what I mean? You're not giving it, but you're good at giving not it.
It's such an easy process. It's such an easy process.
I've gotten better at it.
You have. You have. I'm
proud of you. My level. I still give some.
You give some damn.
I give some damn.
But I give none.
Not as many as I used to.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody gives more damns than Abe.
Oh, yes.
We got the spectrum.
Yes, yes, yes.
The most damns, the fewest damns. And I'm
You're right in the middle. You're right in the middle. Yeah. You're right in the middle of that right there.
All right. We'll get to an AMA in about 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well, but we'll get the phone lines open and answer all your questions to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. But as we always do in the final, pre-AMA final segment on Fridays, keys to a Falcons victory.
All right. My first one is keep that lick O-line. Keep opening the holes. Keep protect them as best as you can. Bergeron, they're going to run it. You've been susceptible to the ET game, the past two games. They're going to run it. Okay, they're going to bring that defensive tackle out and pick Jake, and they're going to wrap his guy around. Can't have two hands on him. All right, they're going to run that stunt. I promise you, Andy, because he's been beat by it 2 weeks in a row. All right, this could be an explosive play. At least one explosive play. At least one explosive play from the offense.
Okay.
All right. Let's get us a pass, 30 or more. Yeah. And I'm talking about air yards.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's.
I was going to say that shouldn't.
Yeah.
They've done that.
Yes. I'm talking air yards.
I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Because the big pass was a dump off to Bijan and whatever. I mean, if he takes it to the house, you dump it off to him. That's fine. And there was a couple explosive runs last week too. But there hadn't been a deep ball down the field yet, and then we've talked a lot this week about why and what defenses are doing and what the Falcons are getting offensively and all that. I would have to think, coming off of a game where they ran for 200 yards, the Panthers' defense is going to be keyed in on that a little bit, trying to stop it.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help loosen things up on the back end a little bit and allow Penix to go deep. Would also hope that Mooney is a little bit closer to normal on Sunday, so that'll help too. And honestly, the offensive line protecting long enough to let it happen. But one of mine is let it fly.
Yeah, man.
Penix he's got the arm.
Yes.
We know that. And I don't have a problem with him playing smart and not turning the ball over and keeping drives alive and stuff like that. But let it fly.
Yep.
I mean, one of the reasons that everybody's so excited about him as quarterback is that arm strength that he's got and that deep ball that he can throw. So I'd be surprised if we're through 3 weeks and we don't see any.
Right.
We haven't seen any yet.
No. Let it fly. I'm with you right there. And then keep Sykes alive. Keep Sykes alive.
Amen.
Go and just continue to build off that. Not saying you got to get six.
That'd be nice.
Be nice. It'd be perfect if they could.
Yeah.
And not saying that they can't, because this is not the best offensive line in the world that Carolina's dealing with. Now, I think what Bryce is, Bryce can get out of trouble, but he is little. All right? He's a little. Andy, he's a little fella.
He's a little fella.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
He is.
Yeah, so if you get your hands on him, he's going to fall.
Even in the era of, like, littler quarterbacks, they can move.
He's a little fella.
He's even littler than those guys.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
Because, like, some of these guys aren't super tall, but at least they're a little bulkier.
Yeah, no, he's a little fella.
Bryce isn't all that bulky.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
Did they get him a new podium or something? Because I haven't seen any of
this. No, stop. That was fake.
I haven't seen any.
That was fake.
A new backpack. Remember that backpack he had on?
Yes.
Looked like he was first day of third
grade. Yes, he did.
Yeah. No, don't let me sit here and make fun of him all day. And then he goes for five touchdowns like he did last year. But that was one of mine, too, was, keep the pass rush, obviously.
Yes.
Keep that going. We love seeing it. We've been asking for it for years. It was great to see it against Minnesota. The Panthers' offensive line is hurt.
Yes.
Like, they're missing multiple starters on that O-line that wasn't a particularly good O-line to begin with. So, feast. Get after him. Make him uncomfortable at the very least.
That's the biggest thing.
Because last year when you didn't, you saw what happened.
He threw y'all ass up.
I'm also very much looking forward to not referencing that game anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's the last time they played. After Sunday, that won't be true anymore, and hopefully we'll have some positive stuff to say about the last time they played. But, that's come up a lot this week. Maybe I'm dead wrong about this. I don't see that happening on Sunday.
I just think, make it uncomfortable for him. Like, he's not the biggest guy. So make his passing lanes, because that's what smaller quarterbacks, they look through lanes and everything. That's what they call it. Make him smaller. Because one thing about him is if you can keep him left, don't let him break. And I say the same thing all the freaking time when the Dogs played Alabama. I was like, do not let Jalen Hurts break contain the right. And damn it, they weren't letting him. Don't let him get out to his right clean. because he can get you right there also. I mean, Hunter Renfrow and Bowman's going to be a battle because of the fact that he's their third down guy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bowman is the nickel. Should be a fun matchup. But A.J. Terrell, as we were talking to Arch, don't anticipate them changing too much of the scheme and style or whatever. I think a little bit has to be tweaked. Next man up. But as long as you get that pass rush, everything else should be fine.
That'll be the best recipe for dealing with A.J. Terrell being out. However long he's out. Again, it's not official yet. He hasn't been designated as out, but seems unlikely if they're saying he's week to week that he'll play this week. If he doesn't, making Bryce uncomfortable, getting him on the ground, all that goes a long way. I am interested, though, because, you know, even if they're able to do that consistently, there's still going to be pass plays to be had.
Yes.
And they got some big receivers.
Yes.
And
Very big.
Tet McMillan's off to a good start in two games. Obviously, their top 10 draft pick from last year. So AJ won't be out there to guard him. Xavier Legette is off to a terrible start.
Yes, like, but he got a vote of confidence from his head coach.
I haven't heard Mark Schlereth talk as bad about anybody that who's not named Russell Wilson,
dude,
as he talked about Xavier Legette when he was on our show on Wednesday. Yeah. He's talking about his effort and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's one of two ways, right? Either it keeps going like that and you don't get to play much anymore, or it wakes you up and you start playing good. Now, I always hate to be the team that plays the guy who just got called out by everybody.
It's always that guy.
You know?
It's always that guy that ends up going off, having a damn fantasy football what's called a resurrection. Resurgence. And, you know, but, I mean, he has the talent.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a good player. He just is not playing well. Maybe he's not fitting. I don't know what it is. Could he still be bitter? I mean, I was first-round pick last year. Y'all went and got it out, another guy.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Could be.
I'm not going to say that because I don't know the brother.
I don't know him either. Yeah. I've heard him talk a lot. I don't think we've ever played another player from another team outside of Jameis Winston on this show more than we've played Xavier Legette.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
And for good reason. But
the man has a fun voice.
But, yeah, I just, I think the biggest thing that, Falcons can on offense, we talked about it, make the big play, offensive line, keep their lick. But still run the football.
Yeah.
Still be able to run the football. Keep that, if it's 40 carries, where are we at?
Great.
22.
Dude, if they run the ball 40 times, they'd probably win the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I think that's where they need to be. Mm-hmm. I think they need to be there. They can find a way. They got to deal with Derrick Brown. We understand that.
Yeah.
They got to deal with him.
One other thing I'm looking for, and I know that he got banged up in week one. So last week, I think he was dealing with that a little bit. Drake London. Like to see him have a big game, or maybe if he is still dealing with a little bit, throw to Kyle a little bit more, because Kyle has looked good.
Kyle's played well.
I think he's caught all but two of the targets that he's had in the first 2 weeks of the season. So maybe a little bit more of that, whatever it is, whether it's Drake or it's Kyle, would like to see them featured a bit. And I probably would be Kyle, because he's the one who's seemingly more healthy and has looked really good in the first two games.
Yes.
In maybe not enough action. Get it to him a little bit more.
Yeah, I think early, too.
Yeah.
I think early. But, especially in the red zone, and just finish. Just finish. Meaning, because
– Can't get to a keys without mentioning that.
I just don't think that the offensive play calling was as bad. I just think that the Falcons didn't execute because I saw that there were touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
Michael's got to take it. Throw the football.
That's right.
Trust it. Hold it for 1 second because he wasn't pressured on the one that Kyle was going through the corner route. He was on the one to Moody. But, I think that the play calling is fine. Be able to run the football down there. And then Michael, I ain't saying run the damn zone read with him, but give him a time quarterback sweep or something.
If that's what it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you need to do to get into the end zone, go ahead and do that. But, that's got to be a conversation on Monday. We can't be we're close in the red zone anymore. We got to get in. Go from we're close to we're scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
Because you might be able to get away with it. Certainly got away with it against the Vikings. You might be able to get away with it against the Panthers too.
Yeah.
But there's some opponents on the schedule
coming up.
You're not going to be able to do that and win. So start to get that cleaned up as well.
Like
and if
Falcons,
they do all those things.
I like them 27-17.
Yeah, I like something like that too. 27-17. Something like, I think they do start getting into the high 20s.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'll switch it up slightly. I'll say 28-13.
Okay.
28-13. I don't know. I just didn't want to say the same numbers. But I do think they win. I think it's fairly convincing. All right. We'll grab a final break. And
Watch it. Travis, Derek Henry stiff arm people.
Yeah. Seems terrible. One of the top five things I wouldn't want to have happen to me in an NFL game. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We will be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Another successful week of the books, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Add it to the list. All right, let's get to some questions here. Chuck is in Atlanta.
Hey, what Chuck. Up, Chuck?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Only one thing, Chuck.
And another thing.
There's one thing, Chuck.
Okay, Andy. First, you got to take pictures when you're taking your daughter out to get ice cream because she won't remember that later on, but you both can look at it and smile about it. And, Randy, I didn't think I'd agree with you with any type of domestic stuff, but I'm 100% on with what you do with the children. That's what I did with my daughter. I told her, hey, good grades is your job. That's your job. I was lucky, or can I say blessed, that she did all the way through. Till she got to Vandy and she got a couple of bees in the sea. So by that time, I was like, okay. My question is, what piece of advice did grandma, papa, mama, auntie give you before you were an adult that you saw manifest itself once you became an adult? Big mama told me that, hey, when I was riding in my sports car and had my gold necklace on, she said, hey, you can't date but one nice girl at a time.
Yep.
So that's because the nice girl gonna want your Sunday.
And you gotta go to church.
Yeah. When I got to that time, when I was dating my wife, but getting ready to date her, and a nice girl came on the scene, I had to make a decision. And I guess I made the right one because it's been 37 years. You know, y'all have a good day, man.
Good for you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Appreciate it, Chuck.
That's great advice.
Oh, man. I mean, always trust yourself more than others was a big thing that my mama said and my grandmother. So I'm assuming my grandmother told my mother that.
Passed it down.
Yeah. God, there's so many.
I don't remember how my dad said it, if he ever even said it. It was more just kind of how he operated. But it was just to be happy with what you got.
Yes.
Like, you can be, you know, you could be a depressed millionaire. Mm-hmm. You could be as happy, like, you know, He did fine. He did fine, but he wasn't swimming in money or anything like that. But he was always doing great.
Yep.
If he had a pack of room temperature Budweisers and a porch to drink them on, he was doing good.
It was cool.
Yeah, no, it was just a really good lesson in, like, happiness is kind of up to you, you know?
I agree.
It's kind of your choice how you want
to. And then, you know, obviously the biggest one, and I teach this to my children, and I live by this every day, don't ever let nobody change your beliefs. If you believe in something, it don't matter if they're going to go with you or not. Is it the fact that you still believe what you believe in?
Well, that kind of gets back to trust yourself, like you said.
I always believe. I always believe.
Syed is in Morrow.
What's that face for age?
Well, some people believe in, you know, things that have been scientifically proven.
All right.
That was my first thought.
Unnecessary add-on.
Oh, my God. Hello, everyone go. Oh,
hello, Syed. Hello.
Hey, can I ask my question, or is it safe to talk?
I don't know if Abe's going to jump in.
Yeah, who knows?
All right. I just wanted to ask, I don't know if y'all are on Twitter, but Falcons and Panthers fans, they've been having a one-sided beef with the Panthers. They're convinced we're their rivals.
Yes.
And we're just like, no, we don't care. We don't care. We just, you know, and then they point to that one game last season They say, oh, we walked in y'all house and we eliminated y'all from the playoff. Like, no, we don't care. We honestly do not care. And even if that was the case, y'all suck, so we definitely don't care. But my question is, do y'all think a team in a division with another team makes them rivals, or do you think it is what it is? Because I don't think the NFC South is like the NFC East, where it's like everybody hates each other and everybody's like rivals. I think it's us and the Saints and then everybody else. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, Syed, I agree. I mean, rivalries aren't just geographic. They have to be based on history.
Yes.
And all kinds of different stuff.
The Saints and the Falcons are rivals.
Yeah, and it also helps when both fan bases feel it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, Saints fans hate the Falcons the same way Falcons fans hate the Saints.
Yes.
Panthers fans hate the Falcons, but the Falcons...
Well, they're studying them.
They're not really thinking about it like that.
But it has been pretty funny this week.
Yeah, it is.
It has been pretty funny.
Well, the hard part is, not to be, you know... But, like, the argument Syed was making was like, nah, you guys didn't eliminate us from the playoffs. We eliminated ourselves from the playoffs by not winning the week before. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the arguments are kind of tough.
But it's funny, though, man, because I told them, they're, I don't know why, Carolina Panther fan base is funny to me. It's just, I don't know why.
Let's try to think about why.
I don't know. No, I don't know why it's so weird to me that.
Because you don't know any?
I don't know any, really. Yeah. I don't know any Carolina Panther fans.
Yeah, I'll say this about Carolina Panther fans. They are a bandwagon-y bunch because when me and Ashley got together, they were pretty good. Like,
right.
That was the Cam Newton, you know?
Right.
And they were pretty fired up about it.
Yep.
It was a lot of on game day and all that stuff. I don't think she – maybe because Greg Olsen doesn't play for him anymore or what, or maybe because now I'm the, you know, I'm the Viking in her life.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah,
you don't hear a lot of Go Panthers from the Davis family like we used to.
Hold on. Like, your wife was an actual fan?
Yeah, they were, like, into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were good. And I guess that's what it was. There was a little,
I did not know that.
Yeah, a little fair weather nature to it, which, you know, it's fine. Matthew is in Canton. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Pretty
what's
good.
Up, Matthew?
So, I've got a question, but I got a takeaway of the day if I can. Is that all right?
Sure.
So, Andy is timid in a scrum, had me laughing my butt off earlier.
Yes.
but my question is, hey, Andy, what is the best, if you had one hike to do in Washington State, what would it be? Like, what's the best hiking spot?
Oh, man, great question. I mean, if you can go up to Mount Rainier and do the Paradise hike or the Sunrise hike, like, you can't really go wrong there. One of my favorite ones that we've done last time I was home was in the North Cascades National Park. You hike to Diablo Lake. You've seen people take pictures of it in front of it, Randy. It's like turquoise. The water is bright turquoise.
Ain't no mountain lions, right?
There probably are.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe even bears.
Okay.
There.
Oh, my.
So be careful. Be careful out there. But Diablo Lake is a beautiful hike as well. And then if you're just closer to the city, like, you know.
Are you fishing at Diablo?
I don't know. I don't know if, like, national parks, I don't know what the
that's
rules
true.
Are
that is
about
true.
Stuff
that
like that.
That is true.
But, like, if you can't get too far outside the city, Mount Si is a really cool hike because you get to the top of it and you can actually see downtown and it's a full panoramic and all that.
Nice.
So Mount Si is a good one, too.
Nice.
All right. Tinker, who was just here.
Are you serious,
now
dude?
Now he's on the phones?
Big Tinker. Hey, Tink, how were those chicken tenders?
Oh, they were awful. I'd rather get your country fried steak next time.
Yeah.
Get my man car back, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, can I have some chicken tenders?
Eat what you want. Don't let Randy bully your food
chicken
choices.
Chicken tenders?
Eat what you want.
Don't worry, my boys get me up the creek about it, too. But no, I had to call in because I think Randy should let everybody know he has the most epic T-shirt, especially for this Friday on. And I'm probably going to watch the movie this evening. But you got to let everybody know the T-shirt that you're jamming, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm rocking the Last Dragon. It's Show Enough versus Bruce Leroy. All right? Which is still an awesome movie that like Tank, I might watch it myself. It's hard not to.
Yeah. I don't know that this is the – like, you wear cool shirts most days. But you've gotten a big response off that one.
Yes.
Maybe more than most shirts.
Yeah.
I guess because usually when we're in here on Fridays, you have
Georgia
stuff on because
it's
before a football game. No game tomorrow. I do want to remind people, if you're coming out to Twin Peaks today or this weekend, try the Scenic Moon Cocktail.
Yeah.
A blend of Blue Moon Belgian White, Tito's Vodka, and natural citrus flavors poured over ice for a perfect game day cocktail. $8.99 as a part of their all-day, everyday specials. So check that out.
There we go.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what up, fellas? Did y'all drink the drink, and how does it taste? So
delicious.
That's one question.
Outstanding.
Okay. So this question always gets overpassed. I've asked y'all three times, and y'all have never answered it.
All right.
Can we put Tyler Allgeier in at quarterback and run the tush push on 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, whatever-and-1? And why don't we do that? That is my question for the day. I just wanted to get it answered.
All right, Mo.
All right,
Mo.
Well,
have a great weekend.
Well, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
This will be the fourth time. Who's next?
Well, I'll answer it. No one can do it. Only the Eagles can do the tush push.
No. Because Tyler Allgeier is not a quarterback, Mo.
Not a quarterback. That's part of it.
Okay.
That's part of it. But the other thing is, just look across football. So many other teams have tried to do it, and no one can.
No one can do it.
Only the Eagles can do it. Quarterbacks try to, like, body surf and get pushed. No one can do it. Yeah. So I don't think you're going to
Cost Texas the game up in Ohio State.
It did. You're not gonna see that. Also, he's probably never taken a snap. Anyway,
come on, Mo.
Ryan's in Lawrenceville.
Hey, guys. All right, so last year playing fantasy football, I got 3rd place in the league, and they were from 2 things. One was from Saquon Barkley, and the second was listening to Bo Johnson on Sunday mornings, and he had his 3-part special,
and
he went all up and down fantasy and stuff. And this year I haven't heard it at all, and your boy's struggling. So my question is, Bo, can you please jump back on and help us out with fantasy, because you did an awesome job, and we greatly appreciate it.
I would love to and am available. So that's about all, you know, I can offer.
Slide into Bo's DMs for game day recommendations? No?
No. That seems like I didn't realize that Bo's fantasy show wasn't happening anymore.
I didn't either.
Which is a shame because Bo knows fantasy football better than anybody does. And a lot of people that listen to the radio station have helped or have been helped out by his knowledge, so. Was unaware of that. Maybe we can find a way to work some of his fantasy football knowledge into the show on Fridays. Ron is on the AMA. Hey, Ron.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes. This I got a quick question. Last year, I asked my wife if she would take me to every NFL stadium wherever the Falcon played, like at least once a season. She said, let's go to 2. So we went to Minnesota game,
nice. And
it was great. And my question is there any stadium in the NFL you wouldn't take your wife because she's not scared of anybody? She talks smack. And she's Randy. She's from Crawford County, Roberta.
She's right in that way I'm at. All right.
One of me and Ashley's first dates was at Foxborough.
And, you know, they always say that's not a good place to take a date for some reason. I know that's what I've always heard.
Foxborough or just?
No, a game, a sporting event.
We had a great time.
No, I mean – the only place I've ever seen where it would be an issue is in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would say a lot of people's quick answer would be Philly.
No.
Oh, yeah, Philly.
Because they're dumbasses that do that dumb stuff, too. But, like, they literally had to go get one of my teammates' family at the game.
Yeah.
And, like.
That's so
stupid. Yeah, they had to go get them.
That's
ridiculous. And that's just ridiculous.
No, but, I mean, I think, you know. In any stadium is going to be a fun experience. Now, not every stadium is as nice, obviously.
Yeah.
And luckily, the Raiders don't play at that dump anymore.
Yes.
They play at that beautiful new stadium in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Which, do that one.
Yeah.
Because then you're in Vegas, and you get to go to that beautiful new stadium. I'm trying to think if there's one that's on the list right now. I mean, I know it's old, and they're trying to replace it, but I just love Chicago.
Oh, God,
yes. I would love to go to Soldier Field.
That's the crazy thing. I've never been to a stadium that I didn't play. I'm trying to think.
You've never been to a stadium – only as a fan, you've always at least played there before you went there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm the opposite.
Yeah. Never been.
Never played in any of them.
Yeah.
Only as a fan.
I've been to the Superdome when Georgia beat the hell out of Hawaii.
But you have played in the stadium.
But I have played in the stadium. Yeah, that's right.
You played in the stadium. Yeah. Now, me and my wife, at some point in probably 16 years.
Okay.
Or
okay,
17.
When Jack is?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack's out of the house.
We just want to go to all the college football stadiums.
That's awesome.
You know, I want
the SEC schools.
Yeah, everything
like
that you can drive to around here. There's so many drivable venues in this region, and I've been to so few of them.
Right.
You know, I've been to a handful.
But you want to go to Knoxville.
I want to go to I want to go to Neyland, and UW plays Tennessee in a couple years.
If it stays on the schedule.
So I'll take my father-in-law to that if we go there. But I want to go to LSU with Bo. I've been to Auburn Stadium, but not for a game.
Right.
Just been there. I want to go there. I want to go to Alabama, Florida State with Mike Bell. I mean, you got to do it right.
Yes, right? Yes. And there's nobody going to have you right more than Mike Bell.
You
got
to do it right. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Oh, my God. Andy, the timid damn, that was funny.
I was.
Yes, the timid. And the Bunkers are good on orange. Or not good in orange.
No, we don't look good in
orange. Yeah, don't look good in orange.
Randy is the best giver of no dams.
Yes.
Andy doesn't have a big black ass, so he'll just have to settle for ice cream for his big grades. Andy's radio career also came straight out of the mud.
Yes.
Straight from it.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to get on the floor. Men don't diet, they make lifestyle choices.
I told you, Abe, exactly.
And you didn't say that on the air, did you?
No, this is off air.
Okay. Listen, I didn't hear that.
And the toughest part about being a stunt double is you got to look like somebody.
God, yeah. That was funny. Randy told a story about a friend he had that wanted to be a stunt double, but it was too bad because he didn't look like nobody.
He looked like nobody.
That's awesome. All right. Everybody have a great
weekend. Come on, Falcons.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Be safe, y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.